My name is Edward Zhang. I'm the director of the Computational Finance and Economic Agents Center. This is an interdisciplinary center involving economists, computer scientists, mathematicians, business school people. We come together to advance research in finance. By coming together, we can do things that none of us can do on our own, so we get the synergy between the different disciplines. It is quite unique. We were the first center in the UK to run our master courses and took in our PhD students in 2003, so it's been there for over 10 years. At Café Scientifique, I'm going to talk about computation in finance and economics. I'm going to suggest that economics is a castle built on sand because it is built on unrealistic assumptions. And now the ground has been moved by technology and also by new financial instruments such as options and contracts for difference. So these changes in the real world have made the assumptions further and further away from reality, and that means the ground has shifted and the castle is sinking. So that is where computing makes a difference. So I'm going to raise the issue that with the introduction of technology, the financial world has changed, and we need to rethink how we deal with finance and economics. The first thing that has been changed in the new world, in the real world, is that computer trading has become the majority of the trading. So it accounts for at least 2/3 of the trading in the world already, and it is growing very rapidly. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes up to over 90% or 95% in the future, for a very good reason. Computers can run day and night, human beings can't, and computers are much faster, and humans can't compete. And also, computers don't take commissions, but human brokers take commissions. So if you are an employer, who would you employ? You would definitely employ computers, assuming that they can perform as well as human beings. Computer trading at the moment is still very infancy, and therefore there are computer programs which behave very naively, and therefore some of them would just react to other people's reaction. And that is exactly why I said that the ground has moved, because computers react to other computers' program in milliseconds, and therefore a small problem, a small misjudgment, either by a computer program or by a human trader, can trigger a very big change in prices, and it could trigger a crash in the market. Whether there are limitations in computer programs, of course there are limitations in computer programs. As I said, they are still very naive, but so as human traders. Look at Nick Leeson. I mean, we can't protect ourselves from traders who misbehave. I would argue that we can protect ourselves against computer programs that misbehave more than protecting against human traders who misbehave, because computer programs are there for editing or for auditing, so you can audit computer programs. But you can't audit a trader's mind, can you?